today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Including your son speaking some very impressive Spanish, I must say.
Oh, man, do I love that video.
It's so great.
So I don't know if it's perfect. I don't know if it's right
It's great.
Is it great?
It's great.
Good.
Well, don't take
you're
it from him. He doesn't know.
I'm Latin.
You know how many Dallas Cowboy fans there are around the country?
Too many.
Because Dallas won all
Dallas
those years.
Dallas is looking good.
Daddy didn't want little Benny to be sad, so he let him be a Cowboys fan. Get the Cowboys win. Well, you know, we don't roll like that in the O'Mara household. Premieres Thursday on Pluto TV.
Oh, I love Pluto.
You love Pluto?
Mike, if it's not on Pluto, I'm not watching it.
He's lying. Anyway,
I thought you were a
Tubi guy. I like Tubi as well. Tubi has a lot of Fantasy Island.
It'll hit major streaming platforms on the 19th. Yeah, Tubi.
Tubi.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. Great to have you with us today on a Tuesday episode. Sometimes minutes, seconds before I walk into the studio, something goes down that that just really stops me in my tracks. I was out today doing what I do every day that when I can. 3 days a week I go out and I do my favorite sport in the world. And I'm outside and I'm looking at the marine layer that exists down here in Southwest Florida. The temperature as of last night regulated when we were at my son's football practice, mm-hmm. and we were sitting out there and the wind was a blowing to beat the band, and suddenly there wasn't a trace of humidity in the air, and we were sitting there enjoying it. And I said, hey, at least temporarily, because it always gets hot again here. But I mean, we were really saying, isn't this terrific? And then I woke up this morning, and to give you an idea, when I drive down to Happy Valley, the temperature's usually in the summertime anywhere between 83 and 88 degrees.
And this is in the morning,
first
right?
thing,
yeah.
mm-hmm. as the sun's coming up, which means you're going to have a day that's going to be in the 90s. And you know, it's what we have, and you deal with it, and you acclimate to it, and it doesn't faze any of us. Today, I noticed that the temperature was 76 degrees, 75, 76 degrees. And I said, wow, that's a real difference. Mm-hmm. And everybody's out there talking about it, everybody, because it's a big deal when the temperature flips. And the other thing that was really, really cool was looking at the marine layer, which obviously the water coming in off the water had that kind of lovely, foggy kind of quality to it.
What is technically, and I'll play the Rube card
it's
here,
kind of
what is a marine layer?
A marine layer would be like something that hangs off the
water
coast. It's a layer of atmosphere. Sometimes it can be foggy. Sometimes it can be low clouds.
Just over the water then.
And
yeah, I get it. Okay.
Like
and
a foam.
It was really beautiful. No? I mean, pretty in a way. And I'm looking at the mist. And then I come home. And I wait for the plumber and then call my wife. I wait there because I was commanded to be home at 2 p.m. for the plumber coming over. And
everything's
all
right, I hope.
Well, her toilet's broken. And I've tried to be Mr. Fix-It, and I've finally reached my end where I'm not able to successfully, consistently.
Issue?
Don't know. So
he doesn't know. He doesn't care. Moving on.
Then he doesn't show up. It's 10 after 2. I call Carla. Said, oh, I sent you a text. He's coming tomorrow, 8 a.m.
That's good.
Okay. That's all right. Sorry, no problem. I said, okay, that's good. That's fine. I'll let the dog out of the crate because Winslow goes out of his mind when somebody comes and visits. Then right before I'm coming in here, I tweaked some of the show prep that I was doing. And then where did I see it? I think I saw it on the local cut-in. And they say, no, bam, that's right, it's wrong. I get an email from my son's school. After school outdoor activities canceled tonight due to low air quality. Oh. And I said, oh man, he's got flag football.
Wow.
Tuesday night's his favorite thing to do flag football and then regular football. He's football. And I said, low air quality. And then I go on and I say, well, let me check. And I go to some Palm Beach TV station online and they're saying, Canadian wildfire smoke.
Oh.
Inundates Southwest Florida.
That's quite a trip.
We got it. We got the Canadian wildfire smoke down here.
How many years have you worked with Mike?
30 years. 31 years.
30 years, Rob has been banging this goddamn drum.
Right.
About Canada invading us?
Way to go, Canada. You know what? They took us where we least expected it, Florida.
And they did the old end around.
Yeah, yeah.
They are canceling any outdoor activities tonight, and your boy with his, posse of elderly.
Yes.
Was out for 4 hours in this
crap. Do you feel?
No, it didn't affect you.
But I mean, I was out in it, and I thought it was a nice little misty, foggy thing. I didn't know. And by the way,
Mike, I've seen you do worse on a WJFK night out, like a Halloween event.
Surrounded with a cloud of smoke?
And yes. Smoking, like a chain smoking on a patio.
Yeah, that wasn't Canadian smoke.
Can you believe we got the Canadian wildfire smoke all the way down here? And we've got the light version of it. We've got a light effect. Whereas it looked like the line of demarcation was maybe, I want to say like Cape Canaveral, Orlando area.
Right.
And they've got
Disney World.
So
classic Canada. They're targeting Disney World.
Do you have
World.
Any Canadian wildfire smoke where you
Not are? Today.
No, we had it though weeks ago.
In the summertime.
In the summertime we had it and I made fun
of it.
And I'll tell you that I was wrong because after I made fun of it, and then went outside. I was like, "Oh, this is like smoking a pack of cigarettes."
It was bad. It was bad.
Okay, smog for days.
I look. I realize I'm not hacking and wheezing, and I literally, if you had not told me there was wildfire smog, I wouldn't even know it.
Yeah, but you're built for it. You're built for it.
But what? Because of my years of. By the way, you make it sound like I was a pack a dayer for my whole life. I really wasn't.
No, I
would go out socially and enjoy nicotine.
That's right. In the middle of Wisconsin. Like
this is how I felt. The same smog. And the type of effects I felt when we had the smog come hit the D.C. area, for those of you who were around the country.
Right.
Was the same way I felt when we were in Beijing, China. And everyone said to wear a mask like everybody else does there because the smog will get to you.
Right. Right.
And when you walked around in it, you're like, oh, this like light layer of
haze.
And it must be.
By the way, did you hear when Rob and I both said, all right. That's when two radio personalities really have nothing to say in response. Just so you know.
You're moving the conversation along.
You're moving the conversation, but it's just to tell where you know, I mean, what's another one, Rob? I mean, what's it? All right. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
It's fine. Yeah. I don't notice unless you highlight it.
Well, I only notice when we both say it at the same time.
Yes, I know. That was after 30 years, we should be better at that. Mm-hmm. I should be better at that.
You were saying it at the same time. There was a little delay.
Around 3 o'clock. I felt tired and logy. And then another American that walked in said, what'd you guys do? I said, we went to, the Forbidden City. And
great restaurant.
And he goes, you guys wear a mask all day? I'm like, no. He said, yeah. Equivalent of smoking 2 packs of cigarettes. Feeling tired now? I said, yes. He said, yeah, you should probably start wearing a mask if you're going to be walking around outside all day. Done.
It's stunning to me.
Do you feel logy and tired now?
I feel as though I missed something and I didn't get a chance to call Carla before I came in here because she's estheticianizing and...
Well, she's inside with filtered air.
She's planning on, as a matter of fact...
Meanwhile, Mike has black lung.
Oh, did I bring my phone in here?
Pop, it's the black lung. And then
you better have a canary on your shoulder so you know if the air gets too bad.
What does Zoolander say? He's like, you've been down there for 2 hours.
What is this?
Zoolander, he comes up, right?
Yeah, you're here the whole time.
You're referring to the movie. I thought you were talking about Eric.
No.
Hi, Zoo. Blue.
I'm talking about Ben Stiller's Zoolander.
Oh, the fine movie, yes.
Where he's telling, who's more cowbell? Jesus Christ, I have the worst memory at the moment.
Will Ferrell?
Not Will
Ferrell. Oh, Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken, who is playing his father in Zoolander, if I have that correct. He, all his brothers were working in the mine, and he comes up and he's like, Bob, I think it's the black lung. He's like, Derek, who plays Zoolander, he says, Derek, you've been down there for 20 minutes.
I love your Christopher Walken impression.
That's all I got.
Let's get a smoke tracker update, shall we?
Yes.
By the way, because I'm looking at it.
We see it.
It's Maine, Boston, New York, and it's right next to you
guys.
How did
it skip
it's out
DC?
Of the water. I don't know how it happened.
We
I'm
never get
sure.
anything fun.
Thank you.
Well, maybe because they knew the government was going to shut down. So like, well, we can't even give them smog.
Maybe that's why the government shut down.
Yeah, they're like, no.
No, you don't
Or this is a big ruse for the international, to-do that Canada now has with India with that assassination attempt, alleged assassination attempt. Well, it happened, but it's alleged
that
the Indian
government was responsible for it. So that was just audio with the map of smoke that they were showing, so I didn't have any
What does smoke sound like? Doesn't it sound...
It wasn't even that. It was like a big humming type of...
It sounds like this, I think.
Wildfire smoke from Canada invades East Coast as far south as Florida. And guess what that's from? The Washington Post.
That's the paper of record, Mike. Democracy dies in darkness.
Well, they could actually publish because they didn't get the smoke. Let me ask you, when did we start taxing Canada for their smoke?
I say we attack. That's not what they're expecting.
There's got to be some sort of trade recourse.
Mm-hmm. I think so. We can get them.
There are days
what the hell is wrong with
where I think
God
this show is smart.
Computer. Yes.
This is not one of those days.
No.
Smoking.
Yeah.
Power 105 WAVA. Let it get out of the way. There's Canadian smoke coming right down our pipe.
What?
Can you just smoke on the water again? Because I can talk that one up.
I'll play the single version, Mike. Not the long intro, okay?
What are some of Canada's greatest exports?
I can't tell you that, Oscar, but what I can tell you is, hey, how about our neighbor to the north, huh? Whoever thought that we would be getting secondhand smoke from an entire effing country? Isn't that incredible? I'm talking about Canada sending those wildfire smoke clouds all down the East Coast, even to Southwest Florida. Pretty astounding. Stay safe out there. Got Deep Purple for you, WAVA. And get that mask back out of your COVID closet and enjoy the smoke from Canada. Thank you. If you've noticed some haze across the east central Florida today, you may be surprised to find that smoke is actually coming all the way from Quebec.
Oh, you love Quebec.
It.
You've been there.
And now they're your enemy.
Quebec. Yes, I love the Quebecois, the people up there. To the south of the Hudson Bay, the haze looks to stick around through at least the overnight hours. Supposed to clear out tonight.
You know,
supposed
you reminded
to be out of,
me
out of here tonight.
The joke I wrote about when D.C. had all the smoke.
What did you write?
I said that...
You wrote a joke and actually gave it... You came out of the writer's room?
I did. I came out of the writer's room. I said, Washington, D.C. hasn't seen this much haze since Rutherford B.
Hold on a sec. I don't have my soundboard up here. Hold on. Where are they? I know I've got them. Where are you, my boys? Come here.
Come here, boys.
Come on, boys. Rob made one of those jokes. Come here.
We haven't seen him in a long time.
Rickets, where are you? Come on, boys. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Come right around here. There you go. That's it. Fantastic. Wow.
I
didn't think you were
going
to go there. I didn't think you were going there.
That was a great dad joke. Great history teacher
joke. It was not
joke.
A great dad joke.
No, it wasn't great, but it would have played better 200 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who did you drop that on?
I've dropped it, I believe, on social media.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's where your people are. That's where they
I don't
they
think
appreciate
it went,
that.
I don't
How many
think
likes
it went,
did you get? I know you count them.
I don't think it landed well either there.
Okay, yeah.
What other, there's purple haze, of course. What other haze?
Or smoke jokes.
Yeah, smoke jokes.
Smoke songs, rather. Smoke songs.
Oh, well, there's plenty of them.
Okay, you got Smoke on the Water. You got Smokin' by Boston.
Yeah, you have this one.
Smoke Gets in Your Eyes.
Oh, that's a good one. Phil Harris, Smoke,
a little
that cigarette.
Inside, Smokey Rivers.
This is a great old song. Fellow with a heart of gold and the ways of a gentleman, I've been told the kind of a guy that wouldn't even harm a flea. But if me and a certain character met that guy that invented the cigarette, I'd murder that son of a gun in the first degree.
Hits from the bong.
I don't smoke myself, and I don't reckon they'll harm your health. I've smoked Appreciate all my this, life Oscar. And ain't dead yet.
I don't
Phil
know
Harris.
But nicotine slaves are all the same. At a petting party or a poker game, everything must stop while they smoke that cigarette.
Smoke that cigarette.
And he did.
And if you
smoke yourself, okay, I've got a list here, Mike. The internet should help us.
All right.
Free.
God, by the way, Phil Harris kind of looked like my old man at the end.
Really?
Go ahead.
Tell me.
Dad liked this.
Smoke and Mirrors.
Okay.
With a Smoke Two Joints from Sublime. Smoke Dreams. I don't know who sings that. Mm. Cinder and Smoke. Do you guys know that song? Smoke on the Water. You know that we
know
talking
that,
about.
Yep. Yes.
Smoke Gets in Your Eyes.
Oh, Mike,
they how about? Yes, me if I knew. Hey, everybody. WDRC. I don't even know what this song is.
Sure you do. Sanford Townsend
Fire. Exactly. Who did this?
Sanford Townsend Band.
Well, hit the horns. Sanford Townsend Band?
Yes.
Yeah. Canada. You let me hear. And that's what a DJ does when he has nothing to say. He just
that was a
screams
good,
out his a country.
That was a good one.
I tie cued it though, didn't I?
Yeah, like a Mike Beach talk.
Yeah. Canada. Wow.
Smoke Rings by Sam Cooke.
Yes.
Oh, this is a beautiful song. Listen to this, Oscar, and learn something.
Platters.
Listen to how beautiful this song is.
It's from Ghost.
It's not from Ghost. It's not from Ghost.
Ask me how I knew.
One of the greatest endings of a song. Listen to this note. Got to play it to the hook.
Yes.
Who is this, Rob?
Richie Valens.
The Platters.
The Platters.
Yeah. 1955.
Oh, the second verse is when the smoke thing comes up?
Yeah, I believe so. I can move it up a little bit.
All right.
Oh, just missed it. Sorry.
Can you take it to the end?
Yeah.
All the way to the end where... Because he goes, smoke gets in your
eyes. It's making you wait on it.
Oh, no.
Is this the end?
Yes.
Smoke gets in your eyes.
That's wonderful.
It sounds like a Maisel number.
Well, it could be used
on Maisel.
Absolutely
right time frame.
Yeah.
Absolutely correct time. Very, see, you make him listen, and sometimes he tracks right with. He's a quick study is what
thank you.
Mike,
that's
this might take you to your classic rock days,
okay.
I believe. I think you would probably.
Those weren't happy days.
Someone out from Smokestack Lightning.
Do you ever play Smokestack Lightning by the Yardbirds?
No.
Too old, I guess.
Never played it. Yep, too old.
Great song,
and not
though.
A good song.
No, it's a great song.
No,
it is.
Well, I don't hear anything great so far.
Mike, it's the Yardbirds, man.
Eric Clapton was in the Yardbirds.
Look at him.
Yeah.
Yes.
How about that?
Yeah.
I have never heard it.
Really?
Nope.
I like it. I like the Yardbirds quite a bit.
But it's, is this the smoke song?
Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Okay, I'm done with the smoke song.
Oh, okay.
All right, very good.
But you feel okay, right? You don't feel depleted?
I will be honest with you. I am the kind of person where if my son vomits due to some grip that he brought home from school,
right.
I will feel nauseous like 5 minutes later. And as we've been discussing this, I've been swallowing, going... Seeing if my throat is sore, but no.
But you're not concerned. You're not in the danger zone.
You don't wake up in Southwest Florida in the morning and go outside and think that that's Canada's smoke you're looking at. God,
he thought
how big are these fires?
Mike thought they were filming Gorillaz in the Mist 2.
That's true.
I love a marine layer down here when we've got that misty kind
like,
of.
It's like the legend of Bagger Vance when he's walking out there in the morning.
Exactly,
Bagger Vance. What a crap golf movie that was. Like one of the all-time worst Will Smith performances.
When you approach, and that's saying something, when you approach the course today, did you look like Bagger Vance coming out of the mist?
I was dressed exactly the same way.
Oh, you wore your knickers?
Yeah, I had knickers on. I had a vest.
Big hat, big floppy cap.
Big floppy hat, cap.
Oh, there's Matt Damon.
No, it's Mike O'Mara.
Oh, man. But anyway, we'll see if it's... You guys haven't experienced it. I'm looking at a map.
We did a couple weeks ago.
You can barely walk.
But I'm looking at a current map that it's there.
Yeah,
it's
but
over
not this smoke. But
the smoke
the
from
smoke
Canada
that,
is
the
over
smoke
you.
That took care of New York and D.C. that shut down New York City.
Yeah.
By the way, after the floods we saw, I don't think you guys talked about it. We talked about it here on the show this past week, the flooding in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible.
I mean,
horrible.
Like, I used to think New York was the place to be. Now, I don't want to go.
Well, when you talk about...
the weather's nice. It's okay.
Sea level rise.
Yeah.
And they mentioned places like where I live and Miami and coastline. Mm-hmm. By the way, folks, New York City, that's right there too. So get ready. You know, when you had remember Hurricane Sandy?
Yes. Yes.
And all the destruction that came, it's in that same area. And it's also very low lying. And so when they get that, that heavy rain, it's terrible. It's weird. Mother Nature.
What about Baltimore?
I have no idea.
I
don't know. I can tell you another thing about New York. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to do today. I put and place
Hi, Polly.
a little bit more emphasis on watching sports teams than I should. Oh. I probably put too much emotional emphasis into it, so that when your team is really sucking and you're reading articles about righting the ship,
yes,
and you know, you get excited because it's still Monday Night Football and we're ready to go, and then your team comes out and it's really the worst team I think maybe ever.
Can you
it might be the worst Giants team, and I've seen a lot of bad Giants teams.
I mean,
it's like the worst. Suddenly, we go from winning a playoff game with the new coach, coach of the year, by the way, and we go in. Now, we knew it was going to be difficult because the schedule is going to be more difficult because we won a playoff game. But we go into this season with a cautious bit of optimism, and it was all a big ruse.
It's fair to say that your quarterback, who is still suspect, and I know some people will say otherwise.
Very beautiful assessment right there. He is still suspect.
As I was watching yesterday, I almost called you a couple times.
Okay.
And I realized you're probably going to be in an iffy mood, probably not best to engage.
Once again, you know me well.
Yes.
Well, that's what I felt when I checked the score this morning, too.
And I said,
no need to contact
middle of the game. Like, all right, they're down 14-3. It's not terrible. They could come back. And then you realize
what Giants fans thought too
that your offensive line is absolutely abysmal. Yeah. And when they highlight, I think this is probably fourth quarter. I don't even know if you stayed up for it. How many seconds Daniel Jones actually has to throw the ball.
To throw the football.
You realize, there's no chance.
It's
never would have happened if they could, because there's no the best he could do is run.
Here's what I don't understand. I really don't understand. I know there have been bad football teams.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. But bad football teams usually are in markets that struggle. They have to kind of piece it all together.
They have to beg players to come.
The Giants have thrown money around for a long time. They get great draft picks. No, they don't get great draft picks. But they go out and get what they think
it's
are great.
New York
draft
City.
Picks.
Mike.
And then they pay this guy $40 million. Dollars to play football
as
a quarterback.
Also,
Mike, I'm sorry, let me jump in with a question. I think this is key. You've been a football fan all your life, right?
Yes.
Do you remember the Giants when you were 7 years old?
Yes.
They went 1-12-1 that year. That was their
7 years old. How old would I be, Rob? Born in 19.
That was 1966.
Was it under Ali Sherman?
I don't have that.
There was Ali Sherman. There was Alex Webster. There was Bill Arnsparger.
Mike, they went 2-12 in 74. They went 2-11-1 in 73. And in recent history, your New York Giants in 2017 went 3-13.
How's
this helping the cause?
Well, he wanted to know what was the worst team in their
history. Well, we've got a long way to go yet to reach that record. But
they're losers.
Suck. They are such losers.
What are you doing
and
yourself?
And I brought my kid in. And I don't want to be, you know how many Dallas Cowboy fans there are around the country?
Too many.
Because Dallas won all
Dallas
those years.
Dallas is looking good.
Daddy didn't want little Benny to be sad, so he let him be a Cowboys fan. Get the Cowboys win. Well, we don't roll like that in the O'Mara household, Oscar.
In fairness to you,
I could have gone across the alley and been a Miami Dolphins.
No, you could have done it New England.
New England
would have been a safe bet prior to Brady leaving.
But
New England was the enemy at two Super Bowls.
I get that, but you could have transitioned.
No, not a chance. Not that team.
Easier
for me to take a Florida
Mike,
team
I don't
down.
Feel frustrated because what you're giving him is what your father gave you with the Red Sox.
This is true. And taught me
this will
how
teach him,
to
yes.
lose I never was a good loser. I'm not a good loser. But I will tell you that I learned how to deal with that adversity. And it was the kind of sports adversity where you wake up in the morning and it's kind of the first thing you think about.
Mm-hmm.
Not that, because losing is one thing. Being just terrible and knowing your team's going to be horrible is an entirely different thing,
right.
Especially with these money guys they're supposed to
As
have.
A Mountaineer, I was rooting for Geno Smith in the Seahawks. As a friend of yours, I wanted the Giants to win.
Good for you. Good for you.
Yes. So I went all around.
Yes. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
You know
game.
What? He is now the golden boy because he's won all around.
No, I haven't.
He always wins.
I'm a Ravens fan. You all know this.
No, you're not. You bought season tickets to the...
The
former
Commanders.
Redskins.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Worst dollar I spent. Worse than Google Glass.
But you were on board at that point.
I was.
You?
Yep. I was.
Mm-hmm.
And then nobody wanted tickets. And
no,
I went
don't
by
the Ravens. You know, I mean, they've done some winning more than the Commanders.
Yeah, but our connection to the Ravens is even greater than the Commanders.
Well, it was a sad night in the household, and it leads me to. I suppose we should bring this up now. It might run through the next break, but I'm very serious about it. I know. I get into a state of mind now when the Giants are going to play, and anybody that has fans like this in their house, you know what I'm talking about, when the mood begins well before game time.
Oh, sure.
And I'm in that mood. I'm just looking for something positive, and it becomes an obsession. It's why I play golf, because it's so elusive, and it's a personality flaw where you just come back, come back, come back, come back, even though you get knocked down, knocked down,
right.
knocked down. And I am arguably a first-class dick when the Giants are on the TV. I am a dick.
What if they win?
Dick. Huh?
What if they win?
Then
it's
fun.
But it hasn't been fun.
I know, but
it's
it's not
miserable
all the time.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
no,
I
they
bitch.
Lose more than they win.
Yeah.
I bitch loudly. Yeah. I know I'm not pleasant to be around.
Your son gave us a play-by-play last week.
That's true.
And he hates it, and his mother hates it.
Well, I don't know if he hates it. The way he was mocking you was fantastic.
Well, he's down with it. I mean, he is. But, I mean,
dogs react?
He's at the stage now where he just beats feet.
Yeah.
He just goes into his room.
Oh,
and
that's
plays,
not
and
nice.
Plays a no, he hops on his video game.
Oh, he doesn't
fine.
Care. He's not fazed.
He doesn't care.
Oh, he's not
he's not,
okay.
he's not
no.
that invested. I sit out there, watch the game, turn it off midway through the fourth quarter, maybe early in the fourth quarter, and stew all night long. I stayed up till 12:30 last night, which for me is very late.
So you did
very
watch
late
the entire game and the post game.
Yeah. I know. I watched up until the fourth quarter, and then I just hopped on and watched Akafuji slots.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, that's good. Do your dogs react to your yelling?
Yeah, I'm sure they do, but I don't pay attention
because,
to them. I don't know.
Do you remember my mom's dog, Otis? You liked Otis.
Otis is such a good dog up in heaven.
Yeah,
taking
a
bigger poop up in heaven, that Otis.
Yep. My stepfather, Dave, was a big Cowboys fan, and he would get, he'd try to watch the game days of
Where
old.
Where was he from?
He was from Jacksonville, Florida.
See?
Yeah, you're right. He liked to win.
Had a daddy that let him do that.
But I don't think he had a dad. Sad.
Well, we all technically have dads.
There's another reason.
But
Nobody with a rudder that lives in a different market.
Mike, but this is a true story.
Mike.
The dog got to where he got out. Dave would get out a digital antenna so he'd get the game off the air,
right? Yeah,
of course. When the
his Cowboys from the city that he was never in.
Mike, when the antenna came out, the dog would leave the room because he was so ready for him to yell. That's
horrible.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, but I'm not proud of it.
I think that's what fandom's all about. Watching the game with people that actually care about the team. From my perspective,
it's so much
fun.
I'm going to piss people off right now.
Whether you're happy or sad, it's fun to be
a part of. The anticipation
is
fun. I'll probably be there next week, too,
when
they lose to the next team they're playing. That's going to be bad. It's either Miami or Buffalo. They're going to lose both of those because they're even better teams.
Do you feel like...
I feel screwed.
I don't want to open this gateway for you because I think this could be just running
triggering.
In the wrong direction. But
I feel screwed.
There could be a place that if you bet against your team,
like lay a bet on him,
Pete Rose.
Yeah.
Pete actually he allegedly bet on his team to win.
Right.
I don't like sports gambling though.
Yeah, but if you just do money line, You move on, and that's it.
Mike, you'd be happy no matter what.
If you lose, you win.
And if you win, you win. That's right.
It's not in my DNA to do it. Mm. It's not in my DNA to do it.
What if I place the bet for you, and then you can be happy for me?
Yeah, go ahead.
What if he sends you? I'll send you a picture.
Okay.
Of the bet against your team.
All right.
And then you're like, well, at least I was making some money.
If you win.
I'll Venmo you. We'll decide on the bet together, and we'll bet them together.
We'll bet
against the Giants together.
Yes, great.
Perfect. You want to do that?
Yes.
How about I Venmo you $25?
That's
you
it, and we'll just do it.
We'll do a $50 bet.
And we'll split it.
Yes.
And we'll split it.
Yes.
I'm down with that. That'll be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Because that'll be the ray of sunshine. But I do feel screwed, and so do any bad team fans.
I'm a bad fan. People are yelling at the radio, and I'm like, how dare you do this? Mm. It's sacrilegious. No.
It's terrible.
No.
I'm trying to mend. What is it? Put a Band-Aid on the pain until they win again. We won't bet against them. If they're playing the Browns, forget about it.
Who knows? This team? Who knows? Toss up. But here's the difference.
Yes.
The New York press, notoriously, right up with the Boston press, some of the snarkiest, most difficult, degrading, nasty, cynical sports reporters in the world blew smoke up our ass. And indicated that we were going to have a slightly more competitive team. They did that. And then they come out and it's horrible.
It's also painful coming off of a widely televised and covered Jets, Kansas City, Taylor Swift
game. Where they were competitive.
The Jets, who lost their all-star quarterback 4 plays into the season, were competitive with one of the best teams in the NFL.
And the Commanders were competitive.
Yes.
Yes.
Again, I mean, as competitive as you can get against the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah. Yes.
And then we show up and just sleepwalk.
Is your coach like
challenged?
Doesn't he look like he's confused?
Yes. Yeah. It might have all been a house of mirrors. It might be all bullshit.
Like
it might actually be.
This is what happens. I'm glad you're into this now, Mike, because we can actually be two men together. Two men, please. Where we watch all the games with ESPN on Sundays, but with all the producers and their hosts, well, the ones that are in DC.
Right.
So I'm actually watching the games.
Okay.
So we can have these conversations. Great for this show. Great for life.
So it's going to be an actual, finally, a Sunday game, not a prime time. Hey, I bet the bet those schedule makers at big TV are really giving each other French kisses about that schedule, putting the Giants on like 3 weeks in a row.
It's a big market.
It's the biggest market.
New York.
And they bought into it because
the guys that work in the trucks are fans as well.
So, the trucks.
The television market's important. You get all of that. You get inside media.
As soon as they sniff the butt of a decent season. That's like, put him on prime time again. Put him on prime time.
Did you
see the crowd shots last night, Oscar? Did you see those fans? It was like this, Oscar. It was like, Rob, it was like this. They're just like.
Did they look like they were preparing for it?
They were shocked how terrible the game was going.
It went from being, we expect to be bad, to we never dreamed it could ever get this bad.
Yeah.
That's how bad it was. This is how bad it was. Every single aspect, coaching, quarterback, running back, offensive line, defensive line,
terrible.
Linebackers, special teams, the only guy, Graham Gano, who I partied with on the United States Sequoia when he was in Washington.
There is a meme of Daniel Jones with the Microsoft Surface tablet and their head coach, and they're both.
And Dable just throws it.
Yeah, like
you don't get it, you moron.
The agony, I guess.
It's horrible.
What do I expect? I don't know why now I expect, and this is also, you know.
Oh, by the way, and they talk about what a man he was, you know, and he could really lose his composure. And Troy Aikman, you know, big time winning quarterback Troy Aikman was talking about, my God, that wouldn't have been me. And he was giving Daniel Jones a compliment. I said, I'm tired of the stoic Nimrod. You know, not reacting and not getting it. Get angry, you idiot.
Let me ask you this question.
This is so therapeutic.
And I hope this helps.
Yes.
I used to be cool, and I still am, because What dog do I like? Generically cool with fat, overweight coaches.
Sure. There was a classic era of them.
And you've got sloppy Belichick still, you know.
Big sweater.
He's got respect for himself.
Yeah.
Andy Reid still kicking ass and taking names.
Right.
Physical fitness doesn't matter. Affect that man's quality.
But when I see a schlub losing, the first thing I think about is his calorie count.
There he is. And last night he went from fiery to defeated.
Yeah.
Last night's game was where that man, a man that we loved up until last night, a man who was not under, believe it or not, as bad as they've been, not under anything but the normal preseason pressure. Last night, Brian Daboll, it changed. And last night, that now they're talking about everything, including him. Everything's on the table.
Question.
That's how bad they suck.
As a prediction.
Coach of the year in the NFL last year.
Do you feel that he will make it till the final game as the coach of the Giants?
I do, 100%.
You think they'll stay with him?
This season,
it's
absolutely.
Not even just the press, but.
You can't dump him now. Yeah, I mean, he was coach of the year last year.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
But the week ain't over yet. I wouldn't be surprised to see other moves within the coaching staff of the Giants. You got to do something when your team is that bad. And by the way, fans, I understand. Detroit fans, Cleveland fans, I get it. By the way, Detroit, you know, still.
A-okay.
Still in there, you know, people. But I feel the pain of long losing. You know, at least we've won a couple of Super Bowls in modern history. I will tell you, it's tough when you bring in a little guy and you want to, you know, you want to have those positive memories. So
if he can shake it off and he's learned to,
goes in his room, starts playing.
From you, and then that's it.
He's cool with that.
Yeah.
Carla bails on me 100%. She's not that into football. So I mean, that's fine too. I'm fine. But if they were winning everything. If they were even competitive, we'd have everybody out there.
Yeah.
And instead, you know what it is? It's yours truly.
It's lonely.
Yeah.
Alone.
Yeah.
Lonely. Depressed. Still depressed when I woke up this morning because I put too much emotion into it.
Doesn't a part of you sort of dig that, though?
Watching it again? Well, if I do, I don't feel it this time.
The pain?
Okay, yeah, the pain.
I dug last year, Rob. I dug when you're not expected to do diddly-widdly.
Yeah.
Diddly-poo.
You're like, all right, something's happening.
And it's, look at this. Look who they beat in the opener. Look who they want to play a game. Oh, my God. And then you have the disappointment when they get bumped out by Philly.
Sure.
But, man, and then to come in this year and, you know, poop their pants every week, except for one madcap game against a terrible team, the Arizona Cardinals. So, anyway, I've done enough football.
All right.
Thank you for allowing me to do that.
Are you better now?
Yeah, I do feel like I got it. I feel like that's it. Like, no more, you know, don't need to do that until. And by the way, I will say this is all the way up to Thanksgiving. I cannot do this again. I value our listeners too much. So, yeah, I can't do it until the Thanksgiving holiday because I can't. I just can't.
Is it a new tradition, though?
What?
On Thanksgiving, you can do a football revamp.
I'll do right before Thanksgiving if they are still urinating in their diapers. I will, I'll do my rant.
We'll work on the psychological bets, though, every week.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm all in for this bet. I think it's Miami. I think it's down here. I'll probably get a good tip. Probably get an easy ticket for that one. Probably $5.
Kind of get some bet.
Free tickets.
Listen, really is. All right. They're
giving
all the way up there.
You can't put a price on it.
They're giving them away.
Oh, before the season, you couldn't even get them.
Hold on, I'm having trouble.
I like
with
that
my,
you still care about the Giants.
Yeah, I do too.
Well, it's just, you know, it's a throwback to me, Daddy. That's what I look at that. I remember the good days with my dad. Okay,
my
you
daddy
know?
Would. Well, he wasn't home.
Let's talk about Chime, shall we?
Yes.
Credit scores might not seem like a big deal, but low or no credit can jam up your financial dreams. That's where Chime sweeps in with its secured credit builder Visa credit card. Millions trusted to power up their credit scores, safely boost your score with everyday buys and prompt payments. No annual fees and no credit check to begin, plus no minimal balance or minimum balance or overdraft fees. It's your passport to good times. How the hell is
something wrong with that?
I like
Tums
that. Finances can be fun.
I don't know what's going on here. Hold on, I'm having a problem.
It's your passport to a financial excellence.
I thought it was passport to, to the passport.
The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by Stride Bank N.A., member FDIC. Chime checking account at $200 qualifying direct deposit required to apply. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees may apply. On-time payment history may have a positive impact on your credit score. Late payment may negatively impact your credit score. Results may vary. I am trying to stop this.
What Oscar, we've released the Kraken.
Hi, Kraken.
Hi. I didn't know if he had a voice or not.
Welcome.
Maybe he talks like the gingerbread man.
Hi, Oscar. I'm not a Giants fan. I was rooting for Seattle.
That was great field goal.
I like the water on the Pacific better than the Atlantic. More fish.
Watch out for
we
smoke.
We start today. Oh, I need my thing. What is wrong, Mike? Well, you stayed up too late last night.
Yes.
That's the problem.
And the smoke.
We'll talk about the yelling, and which
smog.
Oscar was asking me about momentarily, because it is rather. Want to have a battle of the Kraken horns? Go ahead.
Okay. Well, here we go. There's one.
I'm back.
Extendo Kraken.
Go ahead. Do yours again.
Okay.
For those of you at home that are Inception fans,
yes,
this is also the sound effect also reminds me of when there's a kick to another dream. So next time you watch Inception, think about that.
Very good. Thank you for the tip. Mm-hmm. We appreciate that. Let's start. Naked Attraction. We talked about it all last week.
Yes.
That's the if you've had your head in the sand, it's the British dating show that everyone's talking about. Potential partners are fully nude, and they're revealed one body part at a time, and they start with the feet, and they start with the lower part of the body,
with
the feet.
Yeah.
It's not correct. That means that when someone is choosing from a bunch of guys, there it is. Their junk will be revealed.
Were you all by the amount of uncircumcised men on that show?
Not in the UK. I think there are more of them in the UK.
Yeah, it's a European
thing. There
are
so many anteaters.
Yep.
Someone asked the executive producer if guys are, you know, doing things to themselves so that they'll be bigger when their genitalia is revealed. And he said, maybe. Here's the quote.
Did he not say, maybe?
Maybe. Anything they do to improve their suddenly I made him Brian Butterfield.
Yes.
Can't they be bigger than when the screen was down in the first place? Maybe. Here's his quote. When the screens are down before we start, it's hard to know what they're doing. A few of them pull in their stomach. Bon, 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 bon. Yeah, I saw Carla noticed that. Carla, when she watched it, and I'm talking about
She really took a gander, huh?
Yeah. No, maybe a five-minute gander, and then she was gone. But she said, look at the way that guy's standing. And the guy was kind of standing with his feet back, and he was kind of thrusting his pelvis out. But I think they're talking about different activities that they might do.
Yeah. Well, guys.
Yeah.
I understand the New York Giants do it before kickoff.
Yeah, but they can't because they have innies. And I'm talking about the whole package inside.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's tough, right?
Yeah, their testicles haven't dropped yet.
We're all competitive. We want to show, if you're going to do that, you want to show your best side.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. I've always wondered about that. You know, if you were going to be doing a scene, you know, like that type of thing. Well, they have it for the adult film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Fluff Cowan. I get it. You know, that's the way it worked. Did you know Matthew McConaughey's first ever role was a murder victim? Did you, huh? Did you, huh?
I did not.
Did you? I did not.
He was on a season 5 episode of Unsolved Mysteries.
Wow.
Really?
How old is he?
You know, that might still be
the Robert Stack era.
Matthew McConaughey was lying. Tonight on Unsolved Mysteries, Matthew McConaughey touches himself before the screen comes up. That was all the way back in 1992. In an upcoming documentary called Unsolved Mysteries Behind the Legacy, a producer says Matthew went bare-chested because they were filming in the hot summertime in Texas. No, he probably went bare-chested because he's Matthew McConaughey and he wants to show that great body.
That's what he does,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Here's the quote. He had to do a fairly robust death scene. He was working in his garage and he was shot by a man who pulled up with a shotgun. Let's just say his acting has come a long way since then. So instead of getting it right about the shirt off, he just decides to be snarky.
Yeah.
But there he is, right? That's Matthew McConaughey in the Unsolved Mysteries.
God, I first became aware of him. He looked good back then. Yeah,
there was no glow up. He was just hot all the time.
It's in the jeans. Yes, sure.
Look at those
jeans. I always have my great jeans.
I became aware of him in the movie Dazed and Confused. He was very good in that. But I thought
that
was
his
big break.
That was his breakout film.
Yeah.
Unsolved Mysteries Behind the Legacy premieres Thursday on Pluto TV.
Oh, I love Pluto.
You love Pluto?
Mike, if it's not on Pluto, I'm not watching it.
He's lying. Anyway,
I thought you were a Tubi guy.
I like Tubi as well. Tubi has a lot of Fantasy Island.
It'll hit major streaming platforms on the 19th. Yeah, Tubi.
Tubi.
Pluto. Pluto, Tubi. Coming, Mom.
This could be dogs' names.
They could be.
All right. This might be boring to some people, but let me tell you something about the people at our show. We love pizza.
Yes.
Everybody on the Mike O'Mara Show and in our listening audience truly enjoys pizza.
Yes.
If you had leftover pizza for breakfast today, most of America is not judging you for it. A poll of 5,000 good, loyal Americans found 69% of pizza is a solid breakfast option. Mm-hmm. Amen. I mean, they didn't name that show Cold Pizza because it's something people don't like. Mm.
Think about what you got there. You've got the, you know, the sauce is sort of an outlier, but you've got protein in the cheese, and you've got a carb on the crust. It's the way to go.
Here are a few more stats from the pizza poll. Hey, it's a nicer pizza poll. The rent stays at the same as before. Number one, the average American eats 180 slices of pizza a year. That's just under 23 pizzas, or about two per month, all on your own. That's a lot of pizza.
I do that, Mike, but in one day. Usually the first of the month, I have the two pizzas.
The average person eats pizza three times per month and says they can take down five slices in one sitting, no problem. 64% say pizza is the best food for movie nights. That's a jive.
It's easy.
Movie nights. We're going to do a movie night. We watch television in our house. We might turn on a movie, but we don't say, it's movie night.
Do you know how I know I'm still trashy in some aspects? Shannon said, I'm making pizza. And I said, all right. So I'm thinking DiGiorno, which is like the classiest version
Mike,
of.
Hey, Mike, it's not delivery.
It's DiGiorno.
It's DiGiorno.
So I walk downstairs and I look in our little galley kitchen.
Yeah.
A box that says Red Baron on the side.
Not a fan.
And if anybody out there in college remembers the $1.99 Red Baron pizza and how trashy and cardboard it is, you realize that one day you're like, maybe one day we'll be able to afford DiGiorno.
But you know what's even worse than Red Baron?
What's that?
Totino's.
Really? I think Totino's is better than Red Baron.
I'm okay with Totino's.
No, Totino's is great compared to Red Baron. I'd take that in a heartbeat.
I think they're about priced the same.
You're a foodie.
I guess so.
Red Baron,
if you go with a frozen pie, do not allow any Costco products. What is your number one frozen pizza outside of the Kirkland Corporation?
I like the Paul Newman ones.
That's classy.
Yeah, that is like, I guess
that's
classy. Yeah.
Do me a favor, Mike. I mean, yes. Mac. Pull up a Red Baron pizza, and if it's more than $5...
He just had the
box. Just the box. If it's more than $5, I will be effing shocked, because I used to buy them at 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven does not sell great pizza.
Mike,
was it Red Baron? What is it, Mac?
So at Target, I have a price here.
Thank you.
At Target, $5.19.
Right?
There you go.
Feed a family for $5.19 these days and eat cardboard.
Now, I told Rob not to, but Rob, seriously, getting back to the Kirkland Corporation, their pizzas, their frozen pizzas are pretty solid options.
Yes,
right?
They are. The four-pack.
Yeah.
You know who else has pizza?
Who?
Wawa.
We're getting a new one right down the street.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm going to go in and get my free Giants mug. okay. So they talk about 25% would serve pizza at their wedding. The average American's perfect pizza is circular, not square, thick crust, topped with cheese, pepperoni, sausage, mushrooms, and Parmesan. Okay, you sprinkle a little Parmesan.
Yeah, well, you know, the traditional thing on the table, the little shaker of Parmesan.
I'm not a big fan of Parmesan.
The source also lists the perfect pizza in all 50 states. Only 5 states prefer square pizza. Georgia, Idaho, New York, Utah, and West Virginia.
Well, you know, Lido, which is a local place around here.
They never cut corners.
You know, I know you can make fun of them, but their pizza is excellent.
It's pretty good. Yeah, it's pretty good. I used to know the family that started that chain. Way back. They're around. I think they are a Maryland chain.
Yeah. Did they ever do the shuffle for you?
What's that?
The Lido shuffle.
Yes.
Boss gag joke. Oh. Lido.
I hope they still own Lido's.
I do too.
I hope people are still listening.
It was owned by Guido, wasn't it?
Parmesan is also our favorite side for pizza. Red pepper flakes. Next, Carla is a magician with red pepper flakes
on
pizza.
They're good.
She turned me onto it, and it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And 30% like a side of ranch for dipping.
Boo!
That's disgusting.
Boo!
People are also asked to pick the worst possible toppings. Avocado ranked first for the worst. Followed by mac and cheese, eggplant, pineapple, and fried chicken. I agree with every single one of those. Don't put any crap like that on the
pizza.
Do you know
what Australia puts on their pizza?
What do they put on their pizza, Mac?
Canned spaghetti.
Really?
Yes. That is like the most popular topping in Australia.
That is somehow intriguing
like Chef
to me.
I'm surprised that my least favorite topping didn't make the list.
What's
that?
Stool.
Gross. In 2020, Lido's changed hands from the original owners.
Bob Spewags. Famous fecal pizza. There it is.
You can order by the number, Mike. It's a 2.
After 65 years.
Thank you.
It's great pizza.
All right. Hold on. I'm having a lot of trouble reading.
You're doing great.
Look at my copy.
Chesapeake Hospitality.
We're low on blue toner.
Yeah, I was going to say the toner's a little light.
Maybe
if you pulled it over a light bulb.
Maybe if you didn't cut corners, O'Mara.
Yeah. At Lido, they never cut corners.
You know, I talk about the ink that I got. Ink from China.
Oh, did you get like
I get
that's his bit.
Ink every time
he drills a hole in it and then does a little dance and gets to see. Look at him.
I subscribe.
A man
to
born. Now is the final story, gentlemen.
Okay.
Yes.
A man born with an incredibly rare condition, which this condition meant that he had 2 penises.
Look out!
Oh, lucky duck.
He has opened up about his sex life, saying some lovers struggled with it, while others got great pleasure from his condition. The L.A. truck driver, identified only as Tank, he had a condition known as Wonderful. Am I right, ladies? No, I'm sorry. He had a condition known as diphalia, a genetic abnormality where a male is born with 2 penises.
Yes.
But it wasn't all sunshine and good times. Tank claimed it was difficult to only have sex using one of them at a time, but that using both was painful for many of his romantic partners. Well, right?
Yeah.
Tank. Come on. Here's what he said. I decided to get the surgery. Apparently he can fix it. While Tank has had surgery to remove his extra one, he says he's not the only member of his family that has multiples. Tank's uncle also has an X3.
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful?
That is
great.
Runs
the family.
Mm.
According to the National Institutes of Health, of Health's Genetic and Rare Diseases Information Center, diphalia can range from duplication of the glands to having 2 fully formed units down there. Around 100 cases have been reported since the first case in 1609, discovered by Paul Revere. As he was running through the Massachusetts countryside.
Mike.
Also.
The British are coming.
Did you hear about the guy with 5 penises?
No.
His pants fit him like a glove.
Okay, can you imagine playing paper football with that guy?
Oh, wow. It would be fun.
The goalposts. Yeah.
2 jokes in 1, ladies and gentlemen.
We'll be right back, everybody.
Not a butter cow.
Diphalia.
We are sponsored by Groove Life. Wore it again today. Level up your style again, really. Groove Life is awesome. We love them so much. I've made the switch to Groove Life belts, and these belts are my constant companions. Whether I'm going out for an evening, whether I'm playing golf, whether I'm hanging out just around the house, the Groove Belt boasts unique webbing for perfect stretch. I don't know how they do it, but it's great. It's a revolutionary buckle as well, with powerful neodymium magnets. No hassle. Just snap it on effortlessly. Still going strong. They look great. I'm wearing my old Glory one today. It's got a beautiful picture of the American flag on it. Say farewell to bothersome belt flaps with the ingenious StiffTech buckle. Trust me, your waist will thank you. Plus, Groove Life backs it all with a whopping 94-year warranty. I love Groove Life. They are the ultimate belt investment. Hold on, there's more. Groove Life offers exceptional wallets and so much more. Elevate your essentials today with Groove Life. It's time to bring your belt into the 21st century. Head to groovelife.com/TMOS for 20% off all Groove Life products. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our link. groovelife.com/TMOS for 20% off. One last time, that's groovelife.com/TMOS for 20% off on our website. You're gonna love it. Every time I do this, it causes me a problem. All right, hold on. There, I have fixed it.
Perfect.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I am just looking for some controls at the bottom of a
mission
Yeah,
one day I'll give you a tour. Matter of fact, I'll do that sooner than later.
I have a dream of
An awesome dream
as we evolve this podcast and Podville Media and just there. In my feed, and somehow I subscribed to this years ago.
Mm-hmm.
There are replicas of NASA panels for like. Essentially the space shuttle or little analog switches that to flick open, flick down. You've seen them, these steel panels.
Yeah.
Yep.
Of retrofitting a studio with all of these old panels. So when you turn on the mics, you flip this big antiquated switch and everything comes on.
Yeah.
Is that dorky?
No, if I was handy, I'd F with this studio every day.
Right?
Yes.
If I had more inclination to do that kind of stuff, yes. I would do it all the time. I still toy with the idea of switching things up once in a while, just for fun.
Because right now everything, you know, a peek behind the curtains, everything is digital on a screen.
Yep.
And that's just the future.
Right.
There is a level of satisfaction, even if you're mimicking an actual, I'm talking about I go back to the cartoon size, big flip of a switch that you have to put two hands and flop that up like it's a big breaker.
Yeah. Right. Oh, like a Frankenstein switch.
Yeah, like a Frankenstein. Thank
love
you.
It.
Frankenstein.
Love it.
Frankenstein.
I wouldn't just find that whimsical. I would find that entertaining to see someone boot up something if they had to do that at their workplace.
Well, you know, what's neat, Mike, is that, you know, even though we run the show on a iPad board here, it actually pairs with an analog looking board that when I move the faders, the physical faders move. And it's very satisfying to still put your hands on a real board. It is.
I totally agree. I mean, it's digital, and the fact that I can control it with, you know, fake knobs are really just little, I love that.
Did you ever work at a station with rotary knobs?
I did.
100%.
Yeah, absolutely. Me too.
My first college station.
So weird.
I worked commercial with rotary knobs.
Whoa. Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
WOHN out in Herndon, Virginia. Yeah. Yeah. And, of course, early on, you know, it was all rotary before they switched to it. I remember coming the first time I saw the slide. Volumes, you know, it was very, very cool.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I
wanted to touch on this with you two because I need sometimes, one of the things I do in here with Rob and Oscar is it's great for me to get their input on something that concerns me. And to be perfectly honest, even though I don't think I fall into the category here, I do, Carl and I and Michael, we all communicate very loudly.
Yeah.
And it's a loud house. It is. And it always has been. And it was with my daughters. New research out of the United States and London shows that shouting at children can be just as harmful to them as sexual or physical abuse. The study commissioned by the UK charity Words Matter was published this month in the journal Child Abuse and Neglect. It calls for childhood verbal abuse, CVA, they have an acronym for it, to be officially recognized as a form of maltreatment. They don't actually say abuse. In making this determination, researchers from Wingate University in North Carolina and University College in London analyzed 149 quantitative and 17 qualitative studies examining this CVA, which is interesting, and it's verbal. Study authors found that the definitional themes of abuse included negative speech volume, tone, and speech content, and their immediate aftereffect or impact. The most common perpetrators of CVA are parents, mothers and teachers, the study found, some of the effects of CVA can last throughout a child's life. The abuse can create underlying emotional and psychological repercussions, which include obesity.
I was never yelled at.
You were never yelled at?
No, I was, actually.
You were?
Sure. Well, you know
what? Was it loud?
Here's the thing. I think we're thinking of two different things, because you have a loud house. I grew up in an amazingly loud house, but they're talking about shouting at someone. It's not just overall loudness. Like, it's directed.
No, what about Michael, get to bed?
Now, that would be one. That would be one.
I do it five nights a week.
I'd love to hear more about. Is there any more to that?
Yeah, there's more.
Okay, thank you.
The abuse can create under, let me see, some of the effects of CVA can last throughout a child's life. It goes on. The abuse can create underlying emotional and psychological repercussions. We mentioned it. Obesity, anger, substance abuse, depression, self-harm. Researchers say there needs to be a better way of defining CVA. Currently, four categories comprise childhood maltreatment: physical abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, and neglect. Childhood verbal abuse, CVA, desperately needs to be acknowledged as an abuse subtype because of the lifelong negative consequences. The lead author, Wingate Professor Shanta Dubé, said in a statement. So this stopped me in my tracks, because we discipline loudly.
Yeah.
We do. It's the way we communicate.
I did too with both my kids.
You yelled at both your kids. Mm-hmm. I yell at my 10-year-old. I give him tons of love. I don't yell horrible things to him, but I yell, you know, you better do this, and come on. I'm tired of it. Get to bed.
I reserved it.
Every parent I know does that.
Yeah, you have to reserve what Carrie used to call my dad voice
yep.
to when you needed it. You couldn't use it all the time. So
I think it's got, when they, the one thing I agree with this article is it does need to be defined.
Yeah.
And I think it is not, well, I'm not prepared to say that even saying go to your room and yelling it is not necessarily a bad thing. I think this might be an eye opener.
I come from a world of hitting. I'm not even joking.
Corporal punishment. Yeah, I know. You got spanked.
Yes.
You got beaten with a board.
Moreno was a belt with a
big leather belt.
Yeah,
straight off the hacienda.
Mm-hmm.
And
come on, Mike, get your facts straight.
I don't say that as poor me.
No, it's
like,
just
I don't know. Like,
I get it.
Honestly, those are the tools my parents had, and they worked.
They worked for
and
you.
And I don't think that, and I see the way my brother and sister are parent, and they don't hit their kids. And it's infinitely harder not to hit your kids.
Do they yell?
But how do you not yell at your kids?
You got to do something. Mike, now were you?
I actually disagree with it. I was like, hey, if you're going to do something, yelling's better than hitting.
Were you spanked as a kid?
Yep.
Okay, I was too.
Did it?
Now, have you ever spanked your children?
Catherine, way back when, ran away in an airport and terrified us, and I definitely whacked her on the bottom when she did that. I've definitely given all of them at least a little love pat on the bottom, but I don't think I've spanked any of my children regularly.
I never spanked Julia, and I think I did it twice to Robert when he was much younger, and I realized I couldn't. I just can't do it.
All right, let me ask this.
You can't,
I'll ask this
or you
to
won't.
Our
well, I won't, leading to I can't.
Yeah.
Let me ask Oscar this, because I really want his take on it.
When I have kids.
Is this the softening of the world continuing?
No,
or
I think it's
something
an evolution
where,
of psychology.
Yeah.
I think it's getting maybe smarter.
Now, that said, if little Juan is out of control when I get him, you know, it might be time
When you rent him?
When I rent him. When we import them.
Have you heard anything back from the offer you made?
No, they said, what's up? A parent will you be? And I said, the only parent I know how to be, a firm one. And then I didn't get it right.
I'm firm.
So, for you parents out there to have, like, I don't know how you do what you do without yelling. Like, is there a voice you can, what other way do you communicate this, like, hey, this isn't cool?
I read a book one time about European-style parenting where arguably they were talking about the kids being more well-behaved.
Right.
And it was more of an expectation, and it was more of a quiet discipline, and more of a
Well, just because you reward put type a sock thing? In their mouth and beat them doesn't mean it's quiet.
No. He's talking about him.
I'm saying that they would, they don't have the screaming that, you know, how many restaurants do you go to where the kids are out of control and the parents are screaming?
Yeah.
All the time. I think it's not an effective
I don't think there's enough
way
screaming.
To discipline. See, like, I don't think it's,
yeah,
I disagree
when I'm
with
at
it.
A restaurant, there's like, hey, knock it off. And it's like, pop, pop, pop. But then I'm like, they're kids. What do you expect? They're kids.
Well, I don't
think that the yelling, the raising of the voice is effective maybe to age, just in broad terms, age 10. Because after they get a little older, at least with my kids, when I was really serious with them, I would sit down and try to talk as refined and quiet and measured as I could to let them know I was serious. And that would work later.
That's the follow-up.
Yeah,
After you would blow a gasket.
Yeah, but, you know, it gets to a point when they get older, if you blow a gasket, they're going to laugh at you because you look silly.
Not my parents. I'm scared of them to this date.
Well, that's good. That's healthy.
Yeah.
But I look forward to hearing more about this, and I took a giant step backward when I read this one article. And yeah, was I completely effective? No. But I have an open mind about stuff like this, and I think we can always change our stripes.
Do you want to know what's funny? Just a quick sidebar, just to kind of clean our palate here. My mom, when she got back from Bolivia, she was telling me how great my brother was. If you recall, she demanded money from both of us for her trip. And then when she apologized, I acquiesced and transferred more money into her like funny money account that, you know, she has for us. And I didn't say anything about it because I take care of my mom and I don't need to tell people what I do. I just do it.
Right.
And she goes, did you know your brother really took care of me on my trip to Bolivia? And I'm listening to this as she's telling me this. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, I found X amount more dollars in my account when I got on the plane. And I logged into my like SunTrust account. I said, oh, let me guess how much. And I guess she goes, how did you know? I said, because I put that there, mom. I love that you think it's my wonderful.
And what was the response?
Oh, she's like, oh, and she giggled. She goes, thank you.
Yoli, goddammit.
You know what's great?
Yoli, that makes me mad.
It was so funny because I was like, it didn't even faze me. I was just laughing with her. Because
does it resonate with her though? Will she file it away for good little Oscar?
This is what she said. She goes, well, you don't have kids yet. You can afford it.
Wow.
But you know what? She slayed. She worked hard. She gave up her life for us. That's all you can do. Now.
But you were the one that did it.
Did I want to scream at her? I said, yes. But I didn't because now they're children and I got to handle them with kid gloves.
Mike, words hurt.
Words.
SVA, senior verbal abuse. There you go.
Yoli verbal abuse.
Yeah, she's like, your brother's so sweet. He like surprised me, and I'm like, oh, I don't remember that happening because he would have told me because he likes to tell me what he does.
Yeah, he does.
You know what? That's when you know you're a friend with somebody because I heard that story. I want to drive to her house.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I want to call her up tonight.
No.
Yoli. I just work with your son. No, but
you know what? Call her as Larry
give
King.
Give him a little hand, won't you, please? Jesus, what the hell's wrong with people? We'll be right back, everybody. Elevate your hydration with Liquid IV. I don't even know what flavor I had today earlier. I think it was what's the sugar-free? Is it white grape?
They have white grape. I know green grape, white peach, and lemon lime.
I had peach yesterday. What's that one? What's the second one right there?
That's green grape.
Green grape. I had that today. Fantastic flavor. Elevate it. Your hydration. It's fantastic. The number one powdered hydration brand, whether it's morning, pre-workout, post-party, long flights, after
podcast.
You've been out all night.
Podcast.
One stick hydrates twice as fast as water and provides essential vitamins. You've been outside all day breathing Canadian wildfire smoke? Try Liquid IV. 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks, 12 delicious flavors. Staying hydrated has never been more exciting. So join us in making a global impact. Liquid IV has donated 39 million servings across 50 countries. Choose Liquid IV for a revitalizing and world-changing hydration experience. Real people, real flavor, real hydrating. Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco. Or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com.
Get out the sex quiz, Rob Spielak.
Yes, Mike, this is good.
Get out the sex quiz.
Mike, this is not just a sex quiz. This is a quiz about STDs.
Uh-oh. Oh, wow.
And it's a guessing game.
Here we go.
And first of all.
Gonorrhea, Bob.
Mike, I want for you. I'm sorry, Oscar, go ahead.
Make sure Mac's involved.
Yes, Mac, we'll need you.
I'm here.
All right.
I'm ready.
First of all, this question...
Always sounds like Mac's like choking on a milkshake when you go to him sometimes.
He is. You know? Always. Thank you. He has to keep his weight up. Mike, I want you to guess, if you can, and this is just for Mike, because he's the leader of the pack.
Yeah.
What are the three top sexually transmitted diseases in America and the ones we're going to focus on today?
Like the top ones?
Yeah, the top three.
People get? Oh, yeah. I know this.
Okay, go ahead.
Number one is herpes.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
What?
That's not right.
Can I guess?
Yes.
Chlamydia.
Chlamydia at number one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gonorrhea.
Gonorrhea at number two. Yes. And at number three.
Hold on. There's Gardasil HPV.
No, I'm sorry. That is incorrect.
Hold on. Let me try. Again, I didn't get my guess yet. So number three. I didn't have
I'll give you a hint.
Okay, please.
It's old school.
AIDS.
It's not AIDS. Oh, stop it.
Hold on. I haven't gotten my guess yet.
Right.
Old school.
Yeah.
The clap.
No, I'm sorry. That's gonorrhea.
Isn't that gonorrhea?
That's gonorrhea, yeah.
Is that syphilis?
Mac is right with syphilis.
Syphilis is still way up there.
Yeah. So, Mike, those are
Al
the three.
Al Capone had syphilis, died of syphilis.
So did, who's the little guy? The little guy that was a tyrant.
Vern Troyer?
No. God damn it. Napoleon.
Oh, yeah.
Did he die of syphilis?
Napoleon.
I shouldn't have done that.
I thought you said Paul Lynn. All right, go ahead.
All right.
I'm ready.
So considering chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis, we're going to go round robin here. I have the 10 states with the highest STD rates. So let's start with Mike, then go Oscar, then go Mac, and see if you can get them all 10 without stopping down. So Mike, name one of the top 10 states.
Mississippi.
Mississippi, number one.
Damn it.
Thank you.
And Mike, 1,266 cases per 100,000 people.
There we go.
And that's pretty high.
I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew it.
That's about 1%. Oscar?
Oh, God. Florida.
Florida, amazingly, not in the top 10.
You know why I would think it's such a vacation capital? I feel like people are willy-nilly, just not wearing condoms.
They take it home with them.
They take it back to their home state.
They do.
So that's where they realize
where the boys are.
Summer loving. Had me a blast.
So what's a dirty state that travels a lot?
I'm going to do really well. Max change.
Max.
Chance.
I mean, Mississippi's out, so I'm going to give their next door neighbor, Alabama.
Yep.
Alabama at number six.
There.
With 989 per 100,000, roughly 1%.
Right. My turn?
Yes, Mac, back to you. It's exciting.
You said Mac, back to you.
Mike, back
to you. Yeah, what you said, hold on, if we could just clear it up here. Yeah. I said, am I next? And Rob said, yes, Mac, back to you.
I'm sorry.
And that confused Mac.
He's Mike.
Meant to say Mike.
Oh, it's me?
Yes.
Oh, all right, South Carolina.
South Carolina at number four, 1,052 for 100,000.
Man, you're a dirty birdie.
Mike, you are hot today. You are hot today.
Jesus Christ.
I'm hot today.
You're as hot as a weeping sore.
If you're going to leave a state and come back, it's got to be New England. What about New Hampshire?
New Hampshire did not make the list.
Terrible.
I'm sorry.
That's terrible.
Bunch of prudes.
Game. Yeah. It's pretty regional stuff. Mac,
I'm
going to
go with Nevada.
Nevada, no, they're taking it home.
That's where you get it.
Yeah, you're taking it home from Nevada. That's incorrect.
I'm sorry, incorrect.
Mike?
North Carolina.
North Carolina's at number 10.
Jesus Christ.
922 per 100,000.
All right, so if the New England's full of North Dakota.
You know what? I'm going to actually give him this because it's South Dakota.
South Dakota, I'll take it.
Yeah, I think that's pretty close.
What number?
Cool with that.
Okay, that is numbers five with 1,009 per 100,000.
Top five.
Yeah, top five. Mac.
I'm going to actually go with Virginia.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. And how dare you
we're pretty educated.
Besmirch the Old Dominion.
Yeah, but South.
Yeah. Mike.
Right. How many do we have left?
We have five left. We have already named Mississippi, South Dakota, South Carolina, Alabama, and North Carolina. All great vacation destinations.
I'm going to go with West Virginia.
Mike, if I remember right, that was just edged out, but it did not make the top 10.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
I finally missed one.
Damn, you were on a hot streak. You were on a hot streak. Oscar.
New Mexico.
New Mexico at number 9.
Yes. Oh, wow. Number 9.
Yeah, 925. Yeah.
All right.
There
Matt.
We go.
Let's go Kentucky.
Mike, I'm glad you didn't guess Kentucky because Kentucky's incorrect.
I suck at this.
All right, Hannah. Yeah. So I got like three or four more to go.
There are four left.
You're still
four
learning.
Left. Yeah.
I'm going to go with now it's tough because now it's the now it opens up everything.
What? Which?
Yes. Michigan.
Mike, I'm sorry, not Michigan.
Oh, great guess, though, because we're on the same page. It's so cold, you want to get out of there, but then you got to come back with your STDs.
Well, I was thinking about the urban areas, too. You know what I mean? I was thinking like Detroit, Baltimore, those kind of places. Yeah.
Maryland?
I'm sorry, Maryland is incorrect.
Baltimore, that's what got me.
Yeah. Mac, I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
Their strategy about trying to keep warm is a valid one for number 3.
Yeah, I'm thinking this is a curveball. Alaska?
Alaska is at number 3. 1,091 per 100,000 residents.
How gross is that? There just aren't that many people up there.
Yeah, but they're coming back.
But you keep doing the traveling thing. I mean, these are surveys for the people that live there, aren't they?
I get it, but they're getting the STDs from those from away.
From Florida.
Well, why is it worse than Alaska? Yeah. It's grosser, right?
It is gross, right? It's like you got, my next door neighbor is 72 miles down the road, and he's got a giant welt sore on his upper lip.
You're
is it my turn now?
You got to really work to spread it.
Mike,
is that the case?
Yeah, well, they got to take off all
the
furs.
Since we have three left?
Yes, Mike, there are three left. I want you to know that all of these are in the southern portion of the United States.
I'm going to go with... I'm going to go, it wasn't Kentucky, Tennessee.
Oh, Tennessee is actually adjacent to one of our winners, but Tennessee is not on the list.
With all the bachelorette parties, I could see that, Mike.
Yeah. And the Elvis fans?
Am I up or is Mac up?
Oscar, you are up.
Okay, let's go. South, you gave us the Sun Belt.
Yes.
Texas?
Texas, I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Okay.
I would say, Mike.
Mac. Hasn't gone.
Yeah, but I'm guiding this at you.
That's
though.
Mike, and then Max in the other.
You want to settle down?
I'm not saying the wrong name.
Are we doing a round table or not?
We are, but I was going to say something to you to think ahead to your next thing. Okay.
Okay. I don't.
We're
need
all
that.
Southern states, and remember, one of them is adjacent to Tennessee. That's all I'm going to say. Mac,
okay.
Your guess.
Is it Arkansas?
Yes, Arkansas, 942 per 100,000 people. That leaves us with two more. Both of them. Southern, one more eastern than the other.
Then I'm going to go with Georgia.
Mike, you caught the clue just right. Georgia at number 7,
mm-hmm.
987 per 100,000 people.
They go to spring break in Florida and then come back with their social
diseases. He won't let go. He will not let it go. Mm.
There's one left, and it's number 2, Mike. It's the number 2 that you need to all consider this.
Dirty birdies.
Yes.
Number 2.
So, Oscar, it's
where's the Ozarks?
The Ozarks are not involved in this at all. Mm. That's more of a way to get COVID, the Ozarks. They're COVID heavy.
Oh, God. There's too much going on here. Phoenix? I mean, Arizona?
No, I'm sorry. You've already guessed Arizona, I think.
I did not say that.
Okay, I thought you maybe did.
No.
Mac?
Let's see. Nebraska?
That's not the South.
Good South question. Yeah. I don't know. Mike, here's a clue for you. Do you want a clue?
One.
All right, go ahead.
Louisiana.
That's our winner right there. Yeah.
Only one. Well, it was the South. I mean, it wasn't that hard. It was either Texas or Louisiana.
But the good news is that we all went to Louisiana, and we all came back clean.
Wow. So you say.
That's right.
Number one, Mississippi, though. That was an easy quiz. That was bad. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P. Oh, man, I got a sore. We'll take a break.
No. I thought you were going to go different with the joke, Mike.
When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, it's the side of Flip right here.
Yes, we've got stuff to do.
On the Mike O'Mara Show, and thank you so much for hopping along Tuesday afternoon. Thank you. Hey, Barbie is still all the rage. They're even releasing a Stevie Nicks Barbie. True. It's fun. But make sure not to lose the tiny pill bottles. You have to take care of your things.
Yes.
Things like your skin and your
face.
Why not try complimentary virtual skin consultations and self-care appointments at DermGlowSkin.com? Grab Carla's Beauty Bundle, 11 travel-size products that give you the perfect skincare routine for the morning and night. It's on sale right now for just $60. Get it at DermGlowSkin.com. Travel kits are also available. Clear Skin Kit, Daily Essentials Kit, and Anti-Aging Kit. I love Kit. He's such a cool dude.
Yeah.
It's perfect for traveling or just to try out Carla's skincare products. Let me say that sentence correctly. It's perfect for traveling or just to try out Carla's skincare product. I'll say it the right,
right
way.
Thank you.
It's perfect for traveling, comma, or just to try out Carla's skincare products. DermGlow ships everywhere and features Afterpay, so make the pampering esthetician a part of your self-love journey. And be sure to tell them that Hee Haw legend Junior Samples sent you. Junior always had the nicest complexion in Cornfield County, and now we know why. DermGlow, salute. BR549.
Hello.
It's his outlet.
The flip side. I was really hoping for a salute.
Yes. Salute.
Thank you. Mike, do you ever have those thoughts at nighttime that strike you and you think, oh my God, I got to think about this and now I can't sleep?
Yes.
Yeah.
Only one recurring.
What's that?
Fear of death.
Yeah, well, always, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, this lady, hanging over. I go to bed and I look at him. He's got that big thing in his handle. You know,
he actually visits? Scythe? Yeah. He has the scythe and the robe?
Don't eat the salmon mousse.
Actually, he appeared in my room and he said, don't go to Mississippi.
Don't go to Mississippi. You'll die of syphilis.
Keep your trousers on.
Okay, this is a trending video on TikTok, and it's actually a pretty fascinating question because these are the things that keep you up at night.
All right.
It said if you had 20 minutes to hide a paperclip somewhere in your house and the FBI was going to search your house for the paperclip, where would you hide it? I think time frame is important. Like, how long does the FBI have? Say they've got like 2 entire days to search my house. Like, it's thorough. My initial thought was Ice Cube, and then the f-ing girl in the video said Ice Cube, and I was like, oh my God, genius. But then I was like, no, because if she had that thought and I had that thought, then it must be common and they must know to look in ice cubes. And then the other girl was like, I'd put it in a light bulb. And I was like, no, that's stupid because they've definitely unscrewed light bulbs to look for sketchy shit before. Then I was thinking, maybe I'll put it in my record player, like hide it under the nib that like goes on the record, like disguise it. I'm thinking, like, you could put it in an inconvenient place, like in your laundry. You could hide it in mess, but then I'm like, no, I think they'd find it.
Now stop it if you don't mind.
That's where it ends, right there.
Great. She's attractive, right?
I watched this, Mike, and then I started thinking, where would I hide a paperclip in my house?
Now it's like an earworm with music. I will end the show and I'll be thinking about that all night long. But it's great because it'll push those nasty New York Giants thoughts out of my head.
I was shocked as I looked at the comments as this one clip went viral.
Right.
That nobody said an orifice.
An orifice?
Yeah, like on your person.
Yeah.
Put it up between two pillows.
Or right up your, you know.
I don't know that's allowed in the rules because they said hide it in your house.
I'm in my house. What's
even,
the FBI
even when the
say?
FBI searches?
Are they not going up the orifice?
Or
are they?
My initial thought was put it in a box of paper clips.
Listen.
Yes.
In our eyes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you got the cash. Yes.
Carla's always had a secret stash. Now I have.
That's good.
Well, it's not secret if you tell everybody you did it.
Now people are going to rat me out.
That's your funny money.
Aha.
I wanted to have something.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Mike, I just got a text from Yoli. She said she'd like to have that money.
And then she'd give full credit to Jose.
Mike, we are a little pressed for time, so I'm going to go ahead to our closer. We have more tomorrow, including your son speaking some very impressive Spanish, I must say.
Oh, man, do I love that video.
It's so great.
So I don't know if it's perfect. I don't know if it's right.
It's great.
Is it great?
It's great.
Good. Well, don't take it from arbiter. Him. He doesn't know.
I'm Latin. I just came back from Colombia.
All right. Mike, I just want to wish you happy National Boyfriend Day.
Oh.
And
wow.
Because where there are boyfriends, there are girlfriends. So be careful.
I'm cute, right, babe? That's all they want to know when they're drunk. How cute are they? Women love the word cute. Some of you perked up when I said it, right? And they'll test you. I'm cute, right, babe? Yes, babe, you're cute. I'm cuter than everything ever, right, babe? Yes, you're cuter than all the evers. I'm cuter than all your dumb exes, right, babe? Yes, babe, you're cuter than all my dumb exes. Because Sophia was cute, but I'm cuter than Sophia, right? That's a trick question, okay? Yeah, because they got you on the telemarketer. Yes, 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 roll. So what are you going to say? Yes, you're cuter than Sophia. So you've been comparing us, huh?
Oh, no.
And they got you. Because women always want to see if they can pull you in an argument, right? They prepare arguments for weeks. They make arguments like spiders make webs, right? They do. They always get them ready. They're like, and he didn't say I was cute, and he had lunch without me, and he hangs out with Todd, and I hate Todd. And they set up an argument web with a bunch of points that only make sense to them, and a bunch of things you said that you don't remember you said them, but they remember you said them. They remember everything you said ever since the beginning of the relationship.
That's a comic named Nick Garrow.
Hey, Nick, he's spot on. We got to get out of here. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow. Thank you so much, very much, very much. We love you for joining us. And keep up the good work. And tell your friends, tell the neighbors, and spread the gospel of the Mike O'Mara Show to you and yours and the people you love. We'll see you tomorrow for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. This is Mike O'Mara saying so long, Everett Boulder.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Just swallow it whole. Shouldn't be a problem for you.
Shut up!
He was a little delayed saying that. You can fade it out now. I'm really sorry. I can't press buttons.
Now the music's faded out and you're getting a little Easter egg, as we like to call it.
I'd like to say hi to all the people at KCJJ
in Mighty AM 1630.
Show over.